Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We're going to try something just a little different at 4:20 this afternoon. We're going to do Sue's News with Sue. I know that's kind of weird, right?
Crazy.
Because you've been off for a week. Ethan's been doing a fine job. Bill King is back with us this afternoon. He's a research fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute. He's written a book called Unapologetically Moderate. Been on the show before. How are you, Bill King? Welcome back.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Let me, before I found your column, and I want to talk to you about immigration and the number of immigrants who have left the country. Interesting, a very different perspective, and I want to share it with the audience. But any thoughts on the politics of the day and the aftermath of this assassination, this attack on the ICE facility, not too far from you down there in Texas? You got Jimmy Kimmel. It doesn't get, it keeps getting crazier, I guess, is my point, Bill, doesn't it, in this country?
Well, you know, the ironic thing is when you look at polling on all these things, there's a big chunk of middle of America that's not crazy. They're not radical. They're not extreme. But the extreme voices get all the attention, and social media drives it. And so they're the ones that you hear about all the time. But, you know, the guys out coaching Little League or, you know, teaching Sunday school class or something like that, that's not news. That doesn't show up anywhere. I believe in the fundamental goodness of the American people. And I don't think that these things that you see, you know, there's no saying that if it's in the news, it's not normal.
Yeah.
You know, well, the ordinary things don't get news.
Yeah.
And so I just think we've got to take our breath. Like, I don't, I agree with some things Charlie Kirk said. I didn't agree with some things he said, but you know, nobody should be gunned down in that situation. Or any situation, really. And anybody that celebrates that or, you know, in some way thinks it was a good thing or it was justified is just, you know, they need to go back and check their soul, you know?
I think you're right about that. All right, so this column that you wrote about immigrants I thought was interesting because, you know, you kind of framed it around the claim from Kristi Noem that 1.6 million illegal immigrants have left the United States population. She said that about a month ago. You decided to look into that just a little bit, and your takeaway was that might have been pretty accurate, but it might even be too low, and you explored some of the implications of those numbers in this country down the line, which I thought was interesting. So the number of 1.6 million you think actually is on the low side, that the work you've done shows it could be higher?
Well, first of all, Mark, you know, the immigration numbers are crap. We don't know any of this stuff, which is an indication of a dysfunctional immigration system that you can't even keep track of how many people are coming or going out of the country. You know, when she said that, of course, they've got a political agenda. But the Pew Foundation is highly respected. They came out and said they thought that 1.4 million had left. The Center for Immigration in New York came out. They think people left. And then
you cut out there. But their number was like 2.2 million is what you said, right?
2.2 million.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
And by the way, of that, they thought that, like Noem, about 1.6 million of those were people that were not authorized to be here, but that about 600,000 were people that were, you know, had the right to stay here but decided to leave anyway, which is a very interesting number if that's true. But the other thing that came out was, and this was probably the hardest data we have, the Labor Department came out and said that since about the end of March, or maybe the 1st of March, the number of foreign-born workers working in the United States.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So these are big numbers. They're numbers we've never seen.
Yeah, because what you know, Bill, you're cutting out just a little bit again here, and I apologize to the audience for that. You said that, and this is fascinating. This is where it gets into some interesting numbers. If the U.S. population declines this year, it will be the second time in the nation's history. The only other time was 2021, and that was when COVID was at its height, right?
Correct.
So the implications for that, because I like this line. You said, look, there will be those who decry a lower population trajectory as a calamity and others who celebrate it as a blessing. But the truth is that we're in uncharted territory here, right, when it comes to economics.
Right. Yeah, I know. Look, we've never had this before, so we really don't know. The classical economic theory holds that the change in growth, economic growth, is a function of the change in population plus a change in productivity. And so we've always had a positive number for population growth. That's always, it's been like a tide that, you know, rises up all boats. But if all of a sudden we don't have population growth anymore, and I don't much think we're going to for some time, or it's going to be very, very low, then all of a sudden we're completely dependent on productivity to generate economic growth. And is that possible? Well, there's some reasons to believe it might be possible through AI and other technological advances, but we're really in uncharted territory. And people need to understand there's going to be disruptions to this. If the population goes down, that means less homes being built, less cars being bought, fewer groceries being bought. Everybody's business is out there dealing with a consumer is going to feel it because they're going to have fewer customers.
Yeah, so one of the numbers that was interesting, and I know that we, you know, get these numbers from D.C. all the time, and one person says they're a bunch of BS, and the other person clings onto them, depending on the situation. But the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which has been called into question on some of the numbers, they kind of updated demographic projections. And again, some of this is tough because you don't know exactly the number of immigrants, but this sort of caught my attention, where they lower the projection for the population in 2055 from 372 million to 367 million. So we're at about 350 million. Right now in this country. So over the next 30 years, 17 million new residents. That's a low number for this country.
I mean, it's historically low on a percentage basis. And, you know, Mark, we know the what they call the natural change, which is the number of births minus the number of deaths. We have birth certificates and death certificates, and so we can stack those up and add up those numbers. And we know that pretty much down to the person. But the immigration, our system is so bad, we're just guessing about how many people are coming and go out of the country. I'll tell you one thing that I'd like your audience to understand, though, is that people assume that immigrants come here and they stay here forever. That's never been true. There's always been people leaving the country, both involuntarily and voluntary. We've always deported a fair number of people. But on top of that, you know, people get homesick. They don't like it here. Mom gets sick. They got to go home and take care of me. You know, you're talking about millions of people with all sorts of individual fact situations. And so we've always had, you know, hundreds of thousands of people leaving the country every year. So even if you're not kicking a bunch of people out, if you shut off the faucet to the tub, but the drain's still open, you know, the water runs out. And there's very few people crossing the border right now coming here.
Right, right. So this kind of goes, we're kind of dancing around the edges here of you have to have a serious discussion about legal immigration and fixing the system. That does not, we don't appear to be on the cusp of that conversation right now, do we, Bill?
we haven't been on the cusp of that conversation for about 20 years. Now, look, the whole world's facing this depopulation issue that we're talking about right now. The United States has the huge advantage everybody in the world still wants to come here. You know, nobody's trying to slip into China or Russia. They don't have an immigration problem, you know. And if we could get our immigration policy right, then we could create a valve by which we turn it up or down depending on how many we need, what kinds of people we need, the fact that they're not, you know, criminals and people coming in the country. If we just had a functioning immigration system, it would be a tremendous advantage to us that we would always have a ready supply of people that wanted to come here if we need them. But the fact that we can't even figure it out is just, it's the two parties' fault. They both think this is a political ploy for them, and so they just keep the problem out there.
Yeah, and that's what's unfortunate. Look, I really do think deep down, and, you know, Trump gets into trouble with some on the right, I think he understands the implication, you know, what we're talking about here. But
of course, he's in the hospitality business.
Yeah,
of course
it.
He understands
yeah.
it. Yeah.
But fixing it and managing, you know, even slimmer number of Republicans, certainly by the day in the House, is not an easy thing to do. And now you get the midterms just around the corner. I like the column, though. It really explored some things that I hadn't thought about. Bill King, always great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.